Arvol Looking Horse, a Lakota chief and carrier of the white buffalo calf pipe, helped Zolot do this ceremony. When Shutaskat was born, his grandfather chose his name based on his Tonalamat, an astronomical, philosophical, and numerical study based on the Mexica calendar and the time and place of birth. He then determined his name based on what he saw and understood. Shutaskat means turquoise mirror, representing a reflection of the sky. Tonatiuh references the sun. At the ceremony, Zotol stood next to Arvol. They held Shutaskat and presented him to each direction. As they did, we all shouted out Shutaskat's new name towards the north, the south, the east, and the west. After that, they took Shutaskat, his father and I, to join them in a sweat lodge. The elders were awaiting our arrival. When I entered with him, I kind of panicked because they brought 52 hot rocks into the sweat lodge. For a second there, I thought they were going to cook my baby. I passed Shutaskat to the first elder, and he held him over the hot stones and made a prayer in his native tongue. This continued until each elder in the sweat lodge did the same. He finally returned to me, and the elder indicated that I could now take him out. He told me they would pray for him. While I was relieved we weren't going to be inside that hot sweat lodge anymore, I was happy for the incredible blessing he just received. We sat outside the sweat lodge by the fire and listened to the prayers and songs they were singing inside for Shutaskat. After I introduced myself, many people ask if I have a nickname, or if there is an easier way to pronounce Shutaskat. I've never taken up a nickname because my name is more than just a title. It's part of who I am, in the same way that my long hair is. While I don't remember the moment, the story of how I got my name will stay with me forever. Since I could walk, I began learning my people's ceremonial dances and participating in important events and sacred runs to reconnect with our roots. When I was just 7, the Hopi people planned a sacred run to Mexico City in honor of the water and to bring attention to the global water crisis many were experiencing. They put a call out to the world for people to send water from their regions that the Hopi would run with all the way to the heart of Mexico City to present at the World Water Forum. Many indigenous brothers and sisters join in this run, carrying prayers for the healing of the water in their minds and their hearts. My grandfather, Zolot, and hundreds of our Mexica brothers and sisters receive these runners in the ceremonial place in Mexico called Teotihuacan, honoring them with ceremonies and dances.